And we're back.
Welcome to another Geekish podcast. I'm Bino.
I'm Derek.
And we're talking convention season.
Yeah, it's something that's you become more and more popular, it seems like, every year, even with the non-cosplay crowd.
Yes. Because even 5 years ago, I think there was, you could count every nerdy convention that happened within 50 miles of us here in Colorado, mm-hmm. on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems like there's something almost every other weekend most of the year.
Especially now that it's summertime, it seems like that is the time of the year to...
With the little ones, there's, and other conventions, there's stuff almost year-round now. There's
yep.
at least one thing a month pretty much the entire year.
That's true.
But we figured we'd start talking about some of the conventions we've been to or we're planning on going to this year. Some of the lessons we've learned, some of the things we like, some of the things we don't like.
Well, I do like that they are more, it seems like, accepted now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, back in the day when San Diego, you know, San Diego's been doing it for... You know,
decades.
Yeah. And, you know, it was always one of those like, oh, Uber nerds go to conventions. And now it's one of those ones, like I said, it's becoming more accepted because they're getting, you know, celebrities that people watch, you know, like the Game of Thrones guys coming to Denver Comic Con. And, you know, I know people who...
I love that you called Jason Momoa the Game of Thrones guy.
I could call him Aquaman. You know what I mean?
I do.
But that's what I'm saying is like people watch Game of Thrones. And now this guy's coming and they're like, oh, that'd be kind of cool to meet him.
Yeah, I get jealous because I don't think the kids these days understand what they have at of these conventions. When we were in high school, if people said, oh, it's a comic book convention, people had the stereotypical Star Trek-y over-the-top.
Ooh, we're going to go to a Star Trek convention and we're going to tell Captain Kirk what was wrong with episode 37B.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what they are. It's just because people go and enjoy these things. And mm-hmm. they like being around other people that also enjoy the same things they like.
I think we can thank the Marvel Universe or Cinematic Universe for helping make these things a little bit more mainstream.
Yeah.
And just, like, bringing nerd culture like that to a front, mm-hmm. you know?
When somebody says, I like Spider-Man, and everyone doesn't point, go, nerd!
Yeah, they usually, now it's like, oh, which Spider-Man do you like?
Yeah.
Do you like the one from issue 3, or do you like the one from Spider-Man 3? Or no, nobody likes that Spider-Man, but...
Somebody does.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is when did we start? When was our first con? Was it...
Well, my first con was actually the very first Denver Comic Con.
Yeah. Well, that was mine, too. Oh, no, I went year 2.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because that was the one we had just had a daughter, so we have photos from the very first Denver Comic Con with our 4-month-old daughter mm-hmm. wandering around. It was great. It was a good time. I loved it. I walked in the doors, and in 5 minutes, my thought process was, oh my, these are my people.
And I think that's also, if I remember correctly, when you came back, you're like, we got to go next year and we got to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
And we did.
Because we didn't know how, like, again, without having ever been to a real con before, went to the first, oh, well, there's finally going to be a Denver Comic Con. We'll go check it out. And we dressed in the sense like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I had my 42 t-shirt and brought my Hitchhiker's towel and some pajama pants. And then Beth dressed up as Trillian, so she had some glasses and a shirt. But to anyone that wasn't a Hitchhiker's nerd, they wouldn't have known we were dressed up.
Right.
But walking in there, you're like, wow, everybody loves it when you dress up. Okay, we're coming back in costume.
And we have pretty much ever since.
Yeah. I think almost, yeah, because I've now been to all the Denver Comic Cons, all the Fort Collins Comic Cons, both of the Cheyenne Comic Cons, which I'm pretty sure are done now.
Yep.
All the Rocky Mountain Cons. And we're going to add on Salt Lake this year for our first trip out there.
The first huge one, and I say huge one because, you know, Denver, yeah, is okay. From what I've seen from Salt Lake, it's Fan X now because I got sued.
Yeah.
From what I've seen from Salt Lake is they do it bigger and better. Like,
well, I'm interested to see how it is. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
It's like, all about promotion because Denver Comic Con it's like the fourth biggest in the country now, something like that.
I don't even know anymore.
With 120,000 people that came through last year, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
As long as they fix how to get in, that's my. Let's start there.
Last year,
Denver Comic Con is less than 2 weeks away, and that's going to be the next one we're at, of course, and we've been to almost all of them.
Last year was brutal with getting in.
Yeah, there's. Seems to always be an issue with getting in, getting your pass, getting the door. The first year was easy because it was so small. Second year was a madhouse, and we ended up waiting in line for hours.
The second year, the first day you went, was a madhouse. Because then, you know, we had to work an event for the radio station, and we went out down after that.
Yeah.
And it was relatively easy getting in, from what I remember.
Actually, no, maybe it was the second year was rough than the third year. I can't remember which year is what, but it's almost gone every other year where there's, oh, it's not so bad. And then the next year, it's like, what have you done? Why am I waiting in line?
Right.
And then last year, oh, no problem. Well, 2 years ago, oh, I think they figured this line thing out. Last year, they had to change which door they used, and it all went to hell again.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I didn't go to that one. I went to Wizard World down in Austin. So I missed out on... No, I did go to that one, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we were going to go down and visit you, and then the flooding stopped our plane from going. Yeah,
I did go to that Denver Comic Con because I was Johnny Cage. That's right.
But that's what I'm hoping for this year's Denver Comic Con. I hope they just have the getting in the front gate figured out.
That seems to be the huge thing with... I mean, honestly, any event...
Uh-huh.
Is usually the entrance is one of the biggest headaches.
Yeah. And that's one of my biggest pieces of advice for people. What I tell anyone if they're going to Denver Comic Con, I'm like, oh, I got to get there early to get in line. Like, if you want to wait in line, go ahead. But if the gates open at 10 o'clock, just roll up at 11 and you'll walk right in and not have to wait in line for 3 hours.
For the most part. I mean, last year we did have a problem. Let's see, what day was it? Friday, Saturday when we tried to get in.
Well, we were trying to get in right at open because we were trying to see panels that happened right when the gates opened because we wanted to see Nathan Fillion. And
but,
he was performing right when the gates, like right after the gates opened.
Yeah, because we got in.
It was not possible.
We got in line, what, like right at 10-ish and we didn't get inside until 11 something.
Well, it was almost noon by the time we got in.
Ugh.
So that's that. I think if you're going to see the panels and you want to see somebody that is first thing, you need to be there in line early.
I think that's another thing that you can bounce off of that is plan out what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Make a schedule. I know it sounds kind of asinine to make a schedule, but you know, by coming from people who usually fly by the seat of their pants is here, it was one of those ones where it was a struggle, like, what do you want to do? Oh, this is going on. And then just...
Yeah, especially for ones like Denver, and I'm assuming Salt Lake Fan X as well, there's so many things going on that you can literally get lost in just a schedule of events of like, oh, what are we going to... Oh, we got to do this, we got to do this.
Yep.
And not knowing where things are. And you see things on a map like, oh, well, that room's right next to that room.
It's not.
And you don't think, oh, well, I've got to go outside the room, go down a hallway, go up two escalators, and then fly down the hallway to get the entrance to it. You just look at a map like, oh, I just walk right next door to it.
Yeah, because I remember that was a pain with Nathan Fillion last year.
Mm.
And then, you know, a couple other things that we were just trying to do was just like, you have to make sure that you get there for that panel early. You know, yes, it's going to involve waiting in line again, but if it's something that you want to see, it's going to be worth it just because those lines, people line up quick for those.
And you can never guess, at least I can't, of which panels are going to be the super, super egos. Like, obviously, the huge name ones will be, but the other ones that you think, oh, man, there's going to be so many people waiting in line, and you show up, and it's like 40 people.
Right.
And you get to sit up close and have, like, a conversation with one of your favorite celebrities, and they're like, oh, well, nobody's even heard of this. Why? No one's going to be in line, and then you show up, and there's a line that's around three buildings waiting to get in. So you just make that list of... I want to see this for sure, and this for sure. And you put those on your calendar, make sure that happens, and then everything else you can just float around and see what happens.
Right. I mean, because you honestly can spend, you can lose track of time just out on the floor walking through all the merchants and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one huge thing of advice. As of right now, you can bring in food. Do it. Bring in snacks, bring in water if you can, if they let you, because... That's waiting in line for food.
It's expensive. You're in line for 45 minutes for a $6 bottle of Aquafina, and it makes you want to hurt things.
Yeah. So, you know, as long as they let you, it's always good to check ahead of time, but as long as they let you bring in something, like a snack at least.
Mm-hmm. And that goes especially if you're dressing up. Because if you have a costume that is heavy or not breathable at all, you will be miserable at some point. Yes, the convention center is air conditioned. Yes, there's places to sit down. Yes, there's shade. But I guarantee Murphy's Law, if you have a costume that's very hot, you'll be stuck in line somewhere in the direct sun coming through a window or something that is going to be ridiculous and making you miserable for a little while. So having a bottle of water handy, maybe a box of wet wipes, good idea.
So, you know, I'm also going to preface this by saying we're not professional cosplayers by any means.
We're like the semi-pro of cosplayers.
We cosplay when we have time.
Yeah.
So if you're planning on dressing up, now this is something we didn't really know the first year we went because we threw something together, in literally a month?
It was less than that. I think it was like weeks.
Yeah, okay. So for the first one that we actually dressed up, we, you know, had a plan of what we wanted. And then we just scrambled it all together. It turned out all right,
mm-hmm.
you know, for first time cosplayers and everything mm-hmm. like that. It's one of those ones, cosplaying, what I've figured out over all these years, takes time, a lot of it, and it's always good to have some expendable funds for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have expendable funds, then make sure you have a lot of time so you can pick up pieces here and there and try to get creative with cheaper things to use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think what for my bandit mask, we used like a dollar store.
Fan of the Opera mask.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm.
So, you know, it's one of those ones.
And just do it because you enjoy it. That's my beef with a lot of people, cosplayers and non-cosplayers alike.
Preach it.
It's just people dressing up for fun. If you spend a bunch of money on a costume and didn't make any of it because you love the costume, wear it and be proud of it. Don't lie and say you made it.
Right.
Don't try and enter a contest. It's like, oh, I hand-stitched this myself. But yeah, you can say, yeah, I bought this. I got this off Etsy. I had somebody commission this. I bought this somewhere. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's a cool-looking costume.
Well, that's...
And if you made a costume, don't get all pissed off because somebody bought a costume that looks better than yours. Like,
yeah,
it's different skill sets, and everybody's got different things, different likes. Just go and enjoy the dang thing.
That was one of the hugest things when we entered our... We did our first costume contest last year, right?
Yeah, we the first group costume contest we ever entered was at Cheyenne and Comic-Con. We did our Borderlands group.
And it was one of those ones where they're asking us, they're like, oh, did you make this? Did you? Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, when it got to me, I actually had commissioned a mask because I had no skills to make that mask and not time. So, you know, and they're like, oh, and did you make that mask? I went, no, I didn't. I had a commission and everything like that. And they kind of went, oh, like, no, it's still like, it's not, you know, the generic Walgreens mask. It's
we're not entering a professional thing with thousands of dollars of prizes here. It's
right.
If somebody has to buy a piece for their costume, I am not looking down on them. I'm saying, yep, I couldn't have made that either.
Yeah. Well, that's just the thing. Okay. So last year we did X-Force, right?
Uh-huh.
I bought just a generic gray Deadpool, you know, bodysuit. It worked for what it did.
Uh-huh.
And then I got in the mind, I was like, you know, I want a legit suit. Cause this is, you know, and that's also the thing too, is if you make something and you're like, I really like this character and you either don't want to, or you either want to improve on it, or you can just have somebody commission it for you because, you know, that was one character I absolutely loved dressing up as. And so I bit the bullet and had it commissioned to make a legit suit because, one, I could not have made that.
Mm-hmm.
Two, nothing against my wife, but she couldn't have made that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those ones where you kind of have to weigh it out, and that's where the money comes in handy.
Yeah, because there's certain parts when you can just buy something or have it shipped, and if you've got the money for it, it makes life a lot easier.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have we said, I mean, okay, let's use us for example right now. How long have we been talking about doing a Destiny cosplay?
2 years.
How much do we have done?
I bought some lamps that I can turn into arms for Varix.
I bought some pants and that's it.
Yeah, it's because that one is, it requires so much time. It's almost like I akin it to my having not started Supernatural yet. I haven't started watching Supernatural because I know there's 13 seasons and that's like a full-time job for 3 or 4 months to catch up to Supernatural. I look at this Destiny costume, oh, this is going to be amazing. This is going to be awesome. And I'm thinking this is going to be every weekend for like 4 months to even make it somewhat worthwhile.
Well, look,
so I'm scared to start it.
What did we do last year? I mean, we basically, you know, we slowly pieced together our Borderlands redo.
Well, yeah, we redid Borderlands, so we just had to remake a few pieces here and there.
But it ended up taking 2 weekends, you know, basically.
It's a lot of time. I mean, cutting, painting, sanding, it's a time-consuming thing. You can't just whip out pieces of a costume in minutes.
No. In my mind, I'm like, oh, this is going to be easy. And then when you start actually doing it, cause like, especially with my Hunter, I'm like, oh, I think this is going to be easy to put together. And then I'm like, ah, oh, it's not.
If nothing else, trying to make your own costume gives you so much more respect for the people that can make these amazing costumes that you see.
Right. And when you actually make your costume and you might not be happy with it, but you put it on anyway and you go to the convention and people are like, oh, I love that. Damn, does that feel good.
Uh-huh. And for all you pro or semi-pro cosplayers out there, when somebody says they love your costume, don't fire back with, thanks, I think it sucks.
Right?
There's a couple of people that I've talked to, like, oh, I really love your jacket. Yeah, well, the stitching sucks over here, and I had to redo this part. You're like, wow, that just sucked the life out of that. Congratulations, I don't like you at all anymore.
Right? I wouldn't have even known. And also, you know, the semi-pros and pros out there who do this for a living or are really good at it, if somebody asks you for advice, they're asking you for advice for a reason.
They think you're good at it. They're not trying to steal your idea.
Right. Don't blow them off. Give tips. Like, seriously, there's things out there that you have done better and quicker, and that's why people reach out to you, because they're like, maybe they're struggling with a certain part of fabric that you work with all the time. Mm-hmm. This is your community, right? This is, we're all in this together.
And I feel like this, going to the next thing, if we're going with cosplayers and people asking for photos and want to take pictures and questions and stuff like that, I feel like we can speak from here because we've done some cosplay stuff, wore some pretty intense costumes. Mm-hmm. We've come from a background, we've had to do long events, and we come to this sort of being big fans and wanting to see people to do this. Mm-hmm. So it is understandable, pro cosplayers or people that spend a lot of time in costumes, that sometimes you need a break. You need to take your helmet off and not take photos for a while, go hang with your friends for a few minutes. Totally understandable. That doesn't mean you need to be an a-hole to somebody come and ask for a picture. On the same coin, somebody, if you're going to ask for somebody's photo, don't be an a-hole about it.
Right? Don't go up to go, hey, can I get a picture? And they're like, well, yeah, I just need a break. Oh, God, you know, just.
Yeah, and if somebody says, hey, I'm sitting down eating lunch with my family right now, maybe my thing with that open the line is, hey, sometime later today, could I catch you? Or after lunch, could I catch you for a photo or something like that? Because a lot of times people know, oh, yeah, I'm going to be down in the atrium after I'm finished with lunch. It's like, oh, sweet, I'll meet you down there in a while. Like, just have that conversation with the person like they're a person. These people that come to conventions, they bought a ticket just like you did, mm-hmm. and they're not at your beck and call to, well, my kid wants a photo with you. Like, okay, well, when I get my stuff on, maybe your kid can have a photo.
Right? If you're getting paid for it, it'd be different.
Like, well, and just get along. Everybody just needs to use their words. And on top, I tell it to my 5-year-old, use your words and keep things on the up and up.
And on top of that, too, this goes with the whole convention thing. If you see somebody that you want to take a picture of, don't be the creeper and just take a picture like nonchalantly.
Sniper photos.
Go ask. Mm-hmm. Like, at least from our opinion, I love being asked to take a picture and have fun with it, you know? I mean, like you said, you know, don't be an a-hole about it and vice versa, because how many times have we asked somebody, like, oh, can we get a picture with you? And they're like, yeah. And then they just pose there like in a just a bored pose because it's their 100,000th picture. Mm-hmm. You know, just you're dressed up. People are going to ask you for a picture. Mm-hmm. Don't need to be rude about it. And then if you're going to ask people, don't be rude about it. Just like Bino said.
Yeah, there's times and places where people are walking through the convention looking at stuff. It's a cluster in there. That's not the place to step back and have a photo. That's the place you guys be like, hey, I love your costume. Are you going to be somewhere where I can take a photo of
right.
you? Like, that's perfectly okay to do. But when other people are trying to get by, they're trying to do stuff, not everybody wants to drop everything at any moment to take time. If they're standing up posing for pictures in front of the atrium, it's probably a good, pretty good time to go ask them for a photo.
Yep. Yep. So let's get back to the convention thing real quick. Okay. So, you know, we were talking about money and planning things out. Also, plan things out and make sure you start saving if you know that there's a celebrity coming or a possibility, because the photo ops are not cheap.
Yeah, photo ops and autographs, you're talking minimum $20 to $50, and a lot of the photos are upwards of $100, $150, $200.
Yep.
So there's some sticker shock if you've never been to a convention before. You can look up the prices ahead of time. But
for most part, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to go in... I feel like I'm just complaining about things all day now. When one of the only photos I've ever paid for is with Stan Lee, and I'm very happy I have my Stan Lee photo. But in that line, about three people behind us, I had to listen for 45 minutes of somebody bitching and moaning about how ridiculous it was, how much they had to pay to get this photo. Blah, it's so expensive, blah. I'm like, then why'd you pay for it?
Right.
Like, it's not like they trick you and wait in line to us. Oh, by the way, it's not $5, it's $500. Gotcha.
Right.
It's on a big sign, so you're going to wait a long time and pay a lot of money for it. So just accept it and carry on with your life, or don't do it.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, too, is and be prepared with some celebrities to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been a few that, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. And then you meet them, you're like, yeah, it was kind of lackluster. Because, again, celebrities that are at cons, they are up there for 8 hours just meeting people and shaking mm-hmm. hands and just, well, yeah, I'm glad you liked my episode of, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's
and every question that you've been trying to put together, I got the perfect question I'm going to ask them. They've probably been asked six times today.
Yep.
So just make it something you don't try and make it special for them. Just ask something you legitimately
care about.
What you want to know, tell them something you actually like. Don't try and impress them that you know the backstory of the character they started in 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Tell them you loved the job they did in that show and ask them, like, treat them like human beings.
Mm-hmm. And maybe they'll cheer up a little bit.
Yeah. And they are people doing a job, and the fact that you love what they do should be inspiring to them. You don't want to be annoying.
And that was the thing, is like, you know, some of the I don't want to say B-list because that that makes them feel bad, but some of the lesser known celebrities, not the bigger ones, but like where you can walk up and talk to them and everything like that, you don't necessarily need to buy an autograph. You can just go up and talk to them. Mm-hmm. So I did that with the voice actors of Pinky and the Brain. You know, mm-hmm. there wasn't a long line. I went up there and I just was like, you guys were awesome. Great mm-hmm. part of my childhood. And granted, I felt bad. I didn't buy anything,
mm-hmm.
but it was at that point I was out of money. But you know, I could tell that they genuinely cared, and they even threw a couple voices at me. And I was like, sweet, you know.
Yeah. It's the experience. Like, that's we were talking about this before. The culture we've created is everyone wants to walk away with has the photo, the Instagram post, the autograph, to walk away. But it's the experience. If it's somebody that you really, really love what they've done, and it's a celebrity, you just can't get enough and think they're amazing. Just meeting them should be the important part. The photo's an added bonus. You want to pay for it, but
right.
being up and having a real conversation should be more important than the cattle call photograph.
Well, I remember when I went to WizardCon, they had the voice of Jack Skellington there,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, aka the dude from Princess Bride. And it was just cool, like going up to him and just being like, dude, thank you, like, for being a part of my childhood with multiple movies and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, thanks, man. And then I walked away. But
we're already 20 minutes into this. We haven't gotten through Denver Comic Con, but Denver Comic Con, some of the big guests: Alan Tudyk, Andrew McCarthy, Billy Piper, Bonnie Wright,
Aquaman,
Daniel Logan, David Tennant, Graham McTavish, Greg Sipes, Jamie Marsh, Jason David Frank, Jason Momoa, Jonas Sumato, KJ Apa.
The huge one that I'm excited about:
Matt Smith.
Is no
Molly
not,
Ringwald?
No. Jim Davis.
Jim Davis, yeah.
The author of Garfield, because again, that was a huge part of my childhood. And that's one of those ones, like, I want to tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell him that.
And you look at the guest list. I mean, we didn't even get through. That wasn't even a third of the guest list. There's celebrities left and right. And you go to the Denver Comic Con website, of course, if you're still looking for tickets or guest lists or schedules, but we'll see you there. I mean,
yeah,
we got lots of, that's one of the things we love doing, is taking photos of people. So if you're going to be there and you're dressing up, let us know. Let's meet up. Let's take a photo, a video, because, hey, why not?
Well, then on top of that, in 39 days, 21 hours and 47 minutes, as of this recording, is Estes Park Comic Con.
Dun, 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 the inaugural. Would you do the inaugural one, right?
Yeah, it's the first year.
Yeah, because it can't be the first annual. Yeah, okay.
Which
semantics?
Which is awesome. I actually I love the idea of a Comic-Con in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, because Estes Park is just
a beautiful place.
It's beautiful. There's a lot of stuff to do. Tons of great food. Got a haunted mansion up there. It's just gonna be a blast. And then they have. Well, I know my wife's a huge Star Trek fan. They're going to have a lot of Star Trek guests.
Yeah,
there.
It's a Star Trek heavy thing, which I think is a good thing.
Right.
Well, and, do you have some of the guests listed up there?
I do. Let's see. We got Tim Russ, Ethan Phillips, Robert Picardo, Vernon Wells, Dirk Benedict.
Did you see Robert Picardo's name like that just because of
Picard?
Robert Picardo.
Al Snow, Michelle Harrison, and then Jed Reese. The ones that you and I kind of geeked out about was Eric Stolansky and Paul Soder.
Yeah, the Super Duper guys?
Yep.
Yeah. They're also doing a comedy night, I think the Friday of the con. They're doing like a stand-up night with those two guys doing a comedy show.
And I that's just
and
right
two
there.
And the Star Trek are doing that too, right?
I think so.
For a first-year con and a relatively small con, when we're comparing this to Denver Comic Con,
right.
which is 120,000 people, Estes Park is not going to be anywhere near that, I'm assuming. there's not enough room for it.
Here's my thinking is I hope it is successful because mm-hmm. they have a amazing lineup and they're in an amazing location and it's closer than driving all the way to Denver.
Yeah.
So Estes Park, and it's going to be in July, which is going to be beautiful up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that one.
And that one's relatively cheap, too, if I recall.
Yeah.
That's the convention. There's always sticker shop because everything costs money. Getting guests costs money.
Mm-hmm.
Having events costs money. And it's
buying a hot dog costs money.
Yeah.
What, and then let's see. We, I mean, because we literally...
Oh, Elvira is one of the ones going to be Estes Park Comic Con, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. Is we legit have 4 months worth of cons. So Denver Comic Con, Estes Park Comic Con, which, is again, for the first year is amazing. And then we have Fort Collins Comic Con and Colorado Springs Comic Con. They're on the same day, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. It always happens that way, and it's tough because Fort Collins Comic Con is great. On a very small scale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping they can up the game and add a little more to it here soon.
Well,
but it's the most inexpensive con of any of... Well, second now, because Rocky Mountain Con is super cheap.
Right.
But it's... Fort Collins Con was only like 20 or 30 bucks for weekend pass.
Something like
that. Which makes you feel better about, okay, I'm not expecting to have, you know, a line of 5,000 people to meet a big name celebrity. I'm just going there for the good times.
Right. Well, it is good times. I mean, it's very, you know, cons to me, a lot of people will fight this, but cons to me have become so family oriented. It's great. Fort Collins Comic Con, like, one ups that, and they like include the kids in a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the vendors, you know, there's great local stuff, and then they bring in some, you know, semi-local stuff. And it's just, I don't know, it just has a great feel to it.
What's the ones like the Denver Comic Con has the big kids area, which has a good feel for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Fort Collins, when they do all the games with the kids afterwards, they do all the stuff for the libraries, the events throughout the year leading up to the event.
Right, like the and Castle kind of, Run that we just did.
Yeah, that makes it like a community event. It's not just a money-making, all right, we threw up our banners, give us your money. It
right.
kind of creates a community of people that all get together and like these things.
Well, and just like that, they like, from when I can remember the panels too, they're very... con oriented or community oriented, where people who are maybe interested in making cosplay, they have a specific one for that. That mm-hmm. these people are the nicest panelists ever, because they will be more than happy to ask your stitching questions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been doing this a while. So,
and at the smaller conventions, if you want to talk to anybody, you have a good chance of sometime through the day you can find anybody without mm-hmm. having to wait in a big line for it, which is great.
That's true. That's true.
If there's a guest, somebody, because they don't have as big a guest at the smaller cons, but if there's a guest you do want to meet and actually have a literal conversation with, or maybe share a snow cone with outside while they're taking a break or something
right.
like that, like, it's one of the places that can happen.
Right. And then...
The Rocky Mountain Con, we almost skipped over FanX.
Yeah, that's one of the bigger ones. I think this is going to be the biggest one that we've ever been to. First of all, we have to drive out of state to it. Second of all, they have, I mean, Chuck Norris is going to be there. Tim Curry is going to be there. Of course, you know, David Tennant's going to be there. They just have such a huge, just star draw there.
And it's going to be a unique one. I like going to new cons I've never been to. For as much as I love re-going to the same ones I have been to,
mm-hmm.
I'm really, this is going to be the first big con I've been to outside of our state.
Well, here's the one thing, too, is every con you go to, especially new ones, you learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to learn something new about this, and I'm just hoping this is a stepping stone to get us to the granddaddy of Salt Lake Comic-Con, or MCM, or not Salt Lake Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, or MCM in London.
Yeah, that's my goal, is to get to the London Comic Con someday.
Not a lot of props, though. Don't take props.
Meh.
And then, of course, like you were saying, Rocky Mountain Con is coming up.
Which they're doing an interesting this year, too, because I have always thought Rocky Mountain Con, they're 4 or 5 years in, something like that now.
I don't even know.
But they coincidentally always happen to be around my birthday, so I'm really jazzed to go down there. We always stay in Aurora and go to the thing. And this year they've got a new venue, and they lower the price of the conventions on like $10. And they're making the conventions specific to be just comic-themed. Because they tried, like, last year, they mixed with a tabletop convention or a video gaming convention, and they did stuff with the Aurora Rise Foundation, and they've always had stuff like that, but they pretty much laser-focused it. We're doing it. It's a cheap comic book-oriented convention for it.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. Like,
and we have comic book characters that we have, so we don't have to make those costumes.
Yeah. That's why I like our season, because our season, when the cons we go to, you get a little bit of the words. You go to some of the big, huge ones, and then go some of the smaller ones and a couple mid-sized ones, and you get a little bit of taste of everything. You see some of the same people at all of them, and then you see completely different people and things.
Well, I think that's the joy of going to some of the smaller ones, like Fort Collins. You know, we went to Denver. We learned our lessons. We made our cosplays better that way. And then we bring those cosplays to Cheyenne, to Fort Collins, and what happens? These people who have never went to Denver because they couldn't afford it for whatever reason, or they just never had a, you know, couldn't go. they go to Fort Collins Comic Con. They wear a nerdy shirt. They see you dressed up. And what is it? It just inspires them. Like, because I remember talking to some people last year, and they're like, oh, I'm going to dress up next year. This is awesome. You guys look great and everything like that. And you're like, thanks.
Yeah, you inspire people.
Exactly. And I think that's the problem with some of the people who go to the bigger cons is they turn their nose at the smaller cons. Why? Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, your costume is appreciated at the big con. It's even more appreciated at the smaller con.
Mm-hmm. And I can understand the people that want to make money off it, but let's be honest. If you're just a cosplayer and you, that sounds horrible, not just a cosplayer, but if you're going like, oh, I need to go there and I need to make $5,000 or it's not worth my time, maybe that's not the right line of work for you. Like,
nope. I mean, and if you're a cosplayer like that, I mean, you have a following on, you know, YouTube and Instagram and everything like that. I'm sure like people would love to see that you go to these smaller things, and you know, the con itself would love it, and you can make a video about it. And there's just so much stuff out there, kind of what we try to do with Get Geekish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's people love it, and nobody wants to be condescended to to be treated condescendingly. There's a handful of cosplayers that we've come to know that are amazing people that treat people wonderful, look like everybody a good time. And there's a handful that I'm not going to throw anybody by name under the bus, but I can think of four or five cosplayers that are probably considered in the pro or semi-pro category that I've met. And part of me wants them to fail because they're such egotistical jerks.
Right.
And I don't know how they get away with it. Like, if I'm just getting the bad vibe off somebody and everybody else loves them, like, oh, okay, maybe it was a bad day. But when there's a couple people that just completely, like, belittle the con they're at or make fun of the people that are stopping by their booth, like, really?
Yeah.
Like,
so that's the pros and cons necessarily. Pun intended on that one.
That's a good name for this.
Right? Pros and cons. Is basically, you know, we kind of got off topic of the cons itself, but go out and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't let anybody belittle your costume. If you've put hard work into it and you're actually proud of your work or you're somewhat proud of it, do it. I mean, the first year that I dressed up, I was not happy with my costume. But going there as a group and having people love us, I was like, this is awesome. And if you do enter into costume contest, be prepared to be disappointed just because
you have to sit around doing nothing a lot of time.
And a lot of them aren't run properly. Like, you know, somebody who's like, they'll do like first year, like, oh, you newbies, new cons. And then but there's somebody in there that obviously has done this before type of situation, but they're still fun to do.
Yeah.
Just
that's where I will head at Denver Comic Con. I love what they added last year with their costume catwalk, because they have the costume contest, which everyone that entered got judged for the costume, the main prize. And then if anyone else just want to be on stage with the costume, can be in the costume catwalk, and they just walk through the stage, show off the costumes. I thought that was the greatest addition they've ever done.
Well, that and the little photo shoots that they do, where, you know, Marvel is at this time on the stage, and then, you know, those, they could have been ran a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's just a manpower issue of getting the timing right and stuff like that.
But it was still a great concept, because you got to share your costume, make sure that you got pictures of it, make sure, you know, you were with a group of other people dressed either like you or something from that universe, which was awesome.
And it's fun because I think most people that dress up in costume, there's going to be a few fuddy-duddies, but most people, if they're showing up to see, oh, it's an X-Men photo shoot, you want to go see in everyone else's X-Men costumes too. You don't go to that photo shoot going, oh, there's another Wolverine, this sucks, I should go home and change.
Right. Like, I don't know. It's always fun to see how people dress up. Like, you know, they take, you know, you were Logan, and how many Logans did we see?
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of them, but each one had a different flair to it.
Yeah.
Which was great.
The blue and yellow Logan, the old man Logan, the brown and orange Logan, the Logan that's beat up. It's just the creativity some people have with their costumes, too. Like, I love some of the costumes that have the kind of puns built into them. Mm-hmm. That you start looking like, what are they? Oh, that's funny. Yeah. That's really clever.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're gonna cosplay, make sure you have time and maybe a little bit of money. Plan it out, because, I mean, that's coming from somebody who sucks at planning.
Yeah.
Draw it out. Get an idea, and then start writing it down what you can need on paper, and then start, you know, Googling different, because you had to do that with your Cable costumes. Uh-huh. You had to YouTube
different looks of it.
Yeah, and Google different material and everything, like how to form it. And
that being said, you don't have to dress up. I think that's the biggest question I get from a lot of people that see that I go to conventions all the time.
Oh, yeah. Do you have to dress up?
Do you have to? I don't want to be the only one that's not dressed up. Like, no. I would say there's probably less than 20% of the people at these conventions that are actually in costume.
Mm-hmm.
Probably even less than that, but it's not a requirement. Mm-hmm. Nobody looks down on you because you show up in a business casual polo and some slacks. Like, oh, what a nerd. He's got a real job. No. Like, wow, this guy likes this stuff too. Welcome aboard.
Right. That's the thing is we're all part of this. This mm-hmm. And I think that's the whole reason we started to get geekish too was mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the idea behind our things. We go to these things. We don't have time to be professional cosplayers.
Nope. Professional video game players, professional anything.
We love it. And we love that there are people that can donate this time and do these. I look at the time, was it Clark Cosplay does his Monster Hunter armor? He's working on his Gundam right now. He shares all these videos on Facebook on how to do things and how to do costumes. And it's great help for trying to do other parts. But I know I don't have the time or skill to even do half the costumes that he puts together. But it's still inspirational.
Yep. I think my biggest problem is I see this. I'm like, oh, I want to do something like that. And I get the idea in my head. I'm like, I can do that. And then it comes to my patience of going, I have to sit here and slowly cut this out meticulously. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah. It's like, just because I can't do it almost makes the fact that somebody else can take the time to do it makes me appreciate it.
Yep. Yep. And that too is that if you're really good at that and you want to open up yourself to commissions, do it. I mean, people mm-hmm. would be more than happy to, you know, just make sure you communicate with them. Let mm-hmm. them know how it's going. Let them know if you can do it, if you can't do it. Because I've seen that happen where somebody's like, oh, yeah, I can commission that. And then it doesn't turn out right.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. We didn't give a whole lot of advice for cons. This kind of got off topic. But, hey, it was a good time.
We gave some advice. I think, honestly, if you were to take anything from this, if you want to cosplay, plan it out. If not, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you just have money set aside if you want to meet any celebrities and just plan out your day. Because mm-hmm. that's where we have failed. I think it took us 4 years to figure that out.
Yeah, you can't just walk in the doors and go, where am I going to go from here? I mean, you can, but then you walk out afterwards going, oh, I wish I would have done that. Or, oh, why'd I miss that? I wish I could have seen that.
There's too many times where we've done that where we left, we looked at the schedule like, oh, we missed it. There was a panel that we wanted to see and we missed it.
I guess that's my piece of leaving advice for the big cons, especially like Denver Comic Con. In this day and age, we've done it at this con. We show up thinking, oh, we'll just call each other, we'll text you, we'll look it up on the map. There are so many people in that convention center, the idea of having cell service mm-hmm. or Wi-Fi is spotty at best.
Yep.
So just thinking you're going to, oh, text your buddy, you got to have a 1 in 8 shot of that text going through in the next 20 minutes.
Bring some cash too, because the ATMs will go down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the way it is. Yep. You get 120,000 people going through there. There's just not enough bandwidth to take it all. And so even things like texts and phone calls become kind of a hassle sometimes, depending on what service or what's going on that day. So
yep.
Having that plan in place because you get, oh, let me just pull up the map. Oh, yeah, that's not going to happen.
make a plan of if we get separated, we'll just meet you here at noon. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's what we discovered when we split up places. It wasn't like, where are you going to go next? Like, hey, we're going to go do some stuff. We'll yep. see you at Exhibition Hall C about 3:15. Yep. All right.
Yeah, it took us 4 years to figure that out. Mm-hmm.
But if you're going with other people and you want to meet up, that's just pick a time and a place to meet up. Don't fall back in the, oh, call us or text us where you are. Because it will just lead you to being angry at each other and wanting to not.
I will say the... when you do a group cosplay, though, and you split up, I felt bad when people were stopping me for pictures. I was like, but we have a cable and an X-23 around here somewhere, too.
Yeah.
But like
that goes back then. What we need to do if we do a group costume like that, too, is also tell people, yeah, we got a whole group of us. We're going to be at the, you know, the grass out front at 3:00 this yep. afternoon.
We need to plan that out. Mm-hmm. We got to make plans. It's, again, coming from somebody who just likes to be spontaneous. I've learned my lessons, and we've seen it in stress on both of our sides. It's good just to, like you said, because if you don't, everybody's going to get angry. Just plan things out. Go, hey, we want to see this. We'll see you here at this time, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. And you can change the plans.
Yeah.
But you know ahead of time, you know what things are passable or not.
Yep.
If you say, oh, I'm going to meet so-and-so celebrity, and that's on my bucket list, that's going to happen this weekend, you need to make that happen.
Yep.
That's not something you say, oh, we'll just pass on that later. But when you say, oh, there's a panel about this thing I want to read about, but I don't really care that much. Maybe that's the one where you go outside and sit down and take a break.
Yep. Well, and honestly, if in Northern Colorado, you have some great cons coming up. Like, I can't stress enough. Yes, Denver is 2 weeks away. Might be a little too late for that for some. I mean, because it's $60 just for Saturday. Mm. But you have Estes Park Comic-Con coming up, which is going to be amazing. You have Fort Collins Comic-Con, which is just fun.
Yeah, Colorado Springs Comic-Con, which I haven't been to, but I've heard good things about. Yep. They got bought by a new company this year, so I'm interested they have going on. Rocky Mountain Con coming in the fall. And then there's the other cons that I haven't been to either. There's the Colorado Anime Fest. There's the NDK. There's conventions left and right. And there's groups online that you can follow that do nothing but go to conventions and post about every possible event they have. Because with every one of these conventions comes all kinds of side events, too, that people do leading up to the events.
Well, that's the thing, too.
Meetups, photo shoots, dinners, get-togethers, parties, weekends, theme nights.
Yeah, like, they'll go, hey, we're all going to go to a bar in this cosplay. Anybody want to join us? Feel free. And that's amazing. That's why I love this community sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Movie openings. People are getting together and planning Star Wars cosplay for, you know, solo movie openings, or getting together to dress up as the Avengers after it comes out at the theater. Like, it's
a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. We're starting into another topic, which we could easily go into with cosplaying, but we'll save that for another day. So, cons, just plan out what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Plan it out.
And you just know that with the big cons, there's no possible way for you to see everything that is there.
Nope.
Well, you could walk through and say, yo, I saw everything, but if you're going to actually look at everything, it's impossible. Smaller cons, you could get away with it. And you could probably see almost everything with the big cons. You just know that there's so much going. It's like going to Vegas. You can say, oh, I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm going to see every slot machine in Vegas.
Yeah.
How many weeks are you going to be there?
Jeez Louise. Well, it's not even slot machine. It's just everything at the casinos and events and everything like that. It's crazy. So stay hydrated. Get some sleep.
Yeah. I always end up staying up super late the night before because I'm trying to last minute put costumes together, and it always comes back to bite you because then about 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, you're ready to pass out.
Yeah, but it's also because you're excited too. It's like Nerd Christmas.
It is. It is like Nerd Christmas, and it comes a few times a year.
That's what she said. All right. On that note,
we'll see you. Are you going to be at any of these cons? Let us know because, hey, we should meet up. We'll take photos. Maybe you could write some guest blog stuff for us and share your thoughts on what some of these cons are all about.
Wouldn't that be good? The good thing, too, is let us know when you're going to be there, and then, you know, we can let you know what we're going to dress up that day and go from there. And maybe, like he said, meetups, photo shoots. The world is our oyster.
We love photos, and we love taking photos even more.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I mean, I love seeing all the costumes. Honestly, that's one of the biggest things. Like, I like dressing up, and sometimes I forget that I'm dressed up. I see costumes like, oh, man, somebody taps me on the shoulder. Can I get a picture? I'm like, yeah, but did you see that costume over there?
Mm-hmm.
You sure you want mine?
Like, that guy's amazing. I don't know how she got those wings to work, but wow. Oh, yeah, sure, I'll take a picture. Okay.
Yeah, but go check her out. So, yeah, well, let us know.
Happy con season. Skit Geekish. Bino.
Derek.
We'll see you next week.